what exactly Hanukkah is, and what Hanukkah is. Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav, Haroa Ner Hanukkah Nivarech. Somebody sees a Ner Hanukkah, he should make a bracha. So the Rishonim already are magdir that it's talking about somebody who did not light his own candles and will not light his own candles, and his mishpacha is not lighting, according to many, their candles. That's when Haroa, you just see the candles, you make a bracha. What Shahat and Isim are the same. In the first night, Shahat. And Tosfos asked the question, why is that the only mitzvah where we have such a concept? Haroa, you just see. Why not by Lulav and Esrog? Why not by Shofar? You never have such a thing that if you see, if you're not able to do the mitzvah yourself, but you see somebody else doing it, so you you can make a bracha. We never found that by any other mitzvah. Tosfos answers a few terutzim. One is extremely interesting. It seems at the time of Tosfos, there was a lot of people that were homeless that did not have their own homes. And Tosfos holds that Ner Ishu Beisoi, the word Beisoi means a house itself. Without a house, if you're homeless, even though you can light it somewhere, in somebody's house, or some, you don't light candles. One of the requirements, the criteria, for lighting candles is that you should have a house, a bias. Renting, obviously, or guests is also considered having a house. You're homeless, and Tosfos says a lot of people at that time were homeless, and therefore they won't be able to do the din of Tvokas Neros. So the Rabbanim made up a bracha based on Haroa, just seeing the candles. But Tosfos himself says, it's fair, why after this mitzvah, not any other mitzvah? Never found any other mitzvah, as long as I see somebody else doing it, I should make a brach. Second question I have is, that you have an unusual din by Hanukkah called choshud. If a person has two psochim, two entrances to his house, one is on 5th Avenue and one is on 33rd Street. Different sides of the street. So you should invite on both entrances. Why? Because otherwise people will be choshed of you that you didn't light candles.
Do you
think
that's a bracha?
No, we hope to make one bracha before. You should have in mind. If you didn't have in mind, then you would make another bracha. So otherwise you have in mind, one bracha is sufficient.
Does that include like a corner? Sure, one corner?
Yeah, a corner house.
A corner house.
The corner of mine would be lighting them all the windows.
Maybe they have a lot of people lighting. A lot of people. I mean, members of the family. But two separate entrances on two sides of the street, you make a two guidance. And you never have that because of choshud. What do you mean? I have to do my mitzvah. I did my mitzvah, so because he thinks I didn't do my mitzvah, I have to light another candle. Never found such a thing. Why is there the union of what other people think, therefore I have to light another set of candles? Did you ever find it anywhere else? What would say you were?
Just one more. If I don't light it over here, then I might cause them to think I didn't light it, and then cause them to have a room over here.
I'm saying, but you never find that anywhere else. Only here.
So it's not
the same
mitzvah.
What are the mitzvahs that
you're presuming the mitzvah? But I did my presuming. I have to do presuming that I did it. What do I care if he thinks that I didn't do it?
You're trying to spread the mitzvah.
That's why
you have to work. You're trying to hire mitzvah by other people's mitzvah. How about you?
So I should light it all over the place. Why only one entrance?
So why can you light it after over
the place?
So if you're
going to
shuk, there's no
one
here.
And you have to do the same. That's a separate thing. Then you have to have presuming nisa in order to light. I'm not doing Teres. But once you did it, I did it. I never found any other place where after, because of a choshud, people may think I didn't do it, and they'll learn out that you don't have to light candles. We never had such a thing. My third question is about the three mitzvahs that Greeks wanted to be ochre. The Yavanim wanted to be ochre from Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, Mila, okay, big mitzvahs, and Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh seems to be quite a trivial mitzvah compared to the other two. Maybe Shabbos, Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula, and Mila is the simin of being a Jew. Reish Chodesh is an important thing, but that, why did they choose that? I mean, Yevonim did everything with Seichel. I mean, there's been so many Pirushim on these three mitzvahs that they must have been such as I'm done and you can't imagine. But why Reish Chodesh? What's in Reish Chodesh? I remember when I was a kid, if you can believe it, I once had a pshat that there are two calendars, what the Goyim have is based on the Shemesh, and what the Jews have is based on the Arayah. One of the Pirushim that is brought by Rishonim is the fact that there's a difference in the light that the Shemesh gives and the light that the Arayah gives. Shemesh is giving its own light, while the Arayah is a reflection of the Shemesh, right? So therefore, Jews have to follow that calendar to show that we're a reflection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not our own people, but the things that we do is in order to be Megala and to reflect everything about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Yevonim, with their great insight, understood that that's what Reish Chodesh is all about. The Reish Chodesh of the Arayach, of the Levana, that's what it's all about. And therefore, they wanted to be other. Okay, I have a different shot today. So once again, my major three questions are, Haroa Adafka over here, you have such a thing that if I see, I can't do it myself, I should be Pata, honest Rahman of Patrick. But no, I see somebody else's candle, I should make a brother. Shasta Nisan was saying. Second thing that we asked is why is there a din of Choshud, Shnei Tzokim, only over here by Hanukkah? And the third question is, what's so special about Rosh Chodesh that they wanted to be Oker? That the Yevonim wanted to be Oker, the great mitzvahs of Mila and Shabbos, two of the cardinal mitzvahs of Kal Yisrael, I can understand. But Reish Chodesh, what's so special about Reish Chodesh? The Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, or Dalit Beis, says something that has been documented by so many people that if we really have to look into it. Says that the Yevonim said that every Jew was supposed to kiss v'lochem al keren shel shor. You should write on a horn of a bull the following words, Chas v'shalom. Ein lanu chelek v'shem okei Yisrael. We don't have any share in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the okei Yisrael. Everybody had to write it. That's what that was one of their gzeros at that time. You've heard this? That is before. Medrash Rabbah Bereishis Dalit Beis. That kisvu lochem al keren shel shor. And the question is, I think this is the ikar of a new yisoid perhaps in Hanukkah. Kisvu lochem, all of you should write al keren shel shor. Why dafka on the keren shel shor? It's an unusual thing to write it on. Ein lanu chelek. If they were talking to each individual, each one should have written ein li chelek Hashem okei Yisrael. That's not Lashon of Ein Lanu Chelek Hashem Okei Yisrael. I think there's a major yisoy that we look into it, answer all our questions, and look a little differently, especially in the yeshiva, on what Chanukah is all about. That it wasn't stam that the Yevonim wanted to be oiker from each of us individually, that we shouldn't do mitzvahs, that we should do the Hellenistic way of life. It's much more than that. They wanted to be oiker, the union of tzibur of Kal Yisrael. Things that we do together, things we do as a group. They wanted to be oiker from Kal Yisrael. They knew that a special koach that Kal Yisrael has, it's called Kal Yisrael, is not only a bunch of individuals doing the mitzvahs of Hashem, which is building ourselves, which is a great thing. But part of building ourselves is also being shayach, associated with the Kal Yisrael. And therefore, they did make us write Ein Li Chelek Hashem Okei Yisrael, if you look at the Lashon. Ein Lanu Chelek. Each guy wrote on the Keren Shel Shor, he didn't write about himself, he wrote about the cloud. Ein Lanu Chelek. That's what they wanted to uproot. If there's one mitzvah that we have to choose, which is a tzibur, like a mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of Reish Chodesh. Mitzvah Reish Chodesh was given to Klal Yisrael. It wasn't given just Moshe, Aaron, this Yochid, that Yochid. I have to know when Pesach is. I have to know. I have to be Mekadosh Levana. It was a mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael. And perhaps that's, you know, the famous first Rashi that the Torah should have started with HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodeshim, with the mitzvah of Reish Chodesh. Why did it start with Bereishis? First Rashi in Chumash asked that question in the name of the Medrash. The Indian is, but what's so special about Rosh Chodesh? Because that's the mitzvah of Kal Yisrael. The Torah was given to Kal Yisrael. The Torah wasn't just given to Yechidim. The Torah was given to a Kal. And a male of Kal, if you want a mitzvah of a Kal, that's the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, that's why they wanted to be Eichel, and that's why the Torah perhaps should have started with that mitzvah, because we're a Kal. We shouldn't consider ourselves just Yechidim, that are Oved Hashem, which is very important. But we're doing it as a tzibur, we're doing it as a klal. And the Megillah, that's perhaps why Rosh Chodesh, if you look even in the Birkas HaChodesh, it always bothered me. I always try to find a pirush on that and not successful. And we say a little, an addition over there, Chaveirin Ko Yisrael, Neimer Amen. A very nice thing, but why over here? What do we say to Dafka over here? Because that's the union of Birkas HaChodesh, that Yerotayim, which is said in Lashon Rabbi, that we should have a Chayim Shal this, a Chayim Shal that. The union is because it should be for the Klal. It's a bracha that we say before Rosh Chodesh for the Klal. We think of ourselves not as individuals, but being part of Klal Yisrael. And that's why we even say that. That's the only time when we say such a thing, Chaveirin Ko Yisrael and Neimer Amen. Why? And we consider ourselves a Klal. And because of that, we'll have the Geula. Why Dafka by Rosh Chodesh? Because that's the mitzvah of a Klal. So that explains a little why it says, Ein Lanu Chelik. And that's why the Yevanim started up at the base of Mikdash. They made breaches in the wall, and they were Matami the Shmanim. All the things that they were starting not with individuals. I once heard from my Rebbe years ago when I was in high school. He said, I don't know if it's documented why it should be that way, but the fact that they wanted to be Mavato Talmud Torah, they wanted to be Mavato Talmud Torah Barabbim. Not that a person in his own house can't open up his Gemara, but they were Mavato Talmud Torah Barabbim. And all types of tachbulos were made by Klal Yisrael in order to get out of that terrible decree. But it was a rabbin, because that was the thought behind the Yevonim. Yevonim wanted to be Oker, the union of Ein Lanu, the union of worshipping Hashem B'tzibur. And therefore, all their decrees had to do with that. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and maybe we'll talk about it some other time, but the union of Rosh Chodesh definitely is a mitzvah of a tzibur, and that's what they wanted to be like. According to this, perhaps you could understand the union of roeh, that if you can't do it on your own, your ones rachmana patre, we never found that you do other things. Over here, if you just see somebody else's, because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, we all think, and that's our mindset, my own mitzvah, I do it. People said over here also to be Mepharshim, others should see it, but it's my own mitzvah. But it's much more than that. It's a mitzvah also of the Klal. That the Klal has to have the union of Persumi Nisus amongst the Klal, amongst the Tzibur. And therefore, if I can't do it on my own, but I want to be part of the Tzibur, and I see his, not that he's been mighty to me, we're not talking about a man mighty, just seeing the light and the Tzchaber connecting myself to others, that's also part of the mitzvah. And that's why this is. The mitzvah is adopted by Ner Chanukah. We don't find that by Lula, which is all individual mitzvahs. Tefillin, tzitzis, these are all individual mitzvahs. But over here, it's much more than that. I have to belong to the crowd. I don't want to dissociate myself. Fuck, I'm butter on my own. But I want to be part of the crowd. And therefore, the Chachamim made up the singing of the brach of Roya, that by seeing it, you're part of the crowd. There are two mitzvahs that the Rambam writes. You're supposed to sell your beged, and mamas, you're a penniless person, you're supposed to sell your beged or hire yourself out in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. And one of them is Ner Chanukah. The other one is Dalet Kaisers. Dalet Kaisers is definitely not just an Indian that kill Yotzati Masham, that I left Mitzrayim, a personal thing. But this was the Havaya of Klal Yisrael. This was the inauguration and the creation of Klal Yisrael was happening. And I have to be part of it. And therefore, I should even sell my beged, because it's a mitzvah of a tzibur of being shayach to Klal Yisrael. And so is Ner Chanukah. We have an awakening during our history that we have to have a klal, and people are out to be oker that klal. And therefore, you're even supposed to sell your beged. That's how important the mitzvah. I mean, there's technical questions that are asked on that. A person doesn't have to spend more than one-fifth of his money to do a mitzvah sasei. And if we're talking about a guy that doesn't have my yoicho, he doesn't have what to eat, only from stuff, he's not chayiv to do it. He should be potter from the mitzvah. No, but it's an important thing to be belong to the cloud. It has different yudarim. And over here, you're even supposed to sell your beggar in order to do the mitzvah. The Indian of cloud, the Indian to belong, to be associated. And that's perhaps why choshud, if you have two psachim and people will learn out from you, that's going to ruin the cloud. Any other mitzvah, it's a mitzvah on me, I did my mitzvah, what more do you ask from me? What do I have to do the mitzvah twice? Over here, it's an ending of being shy to the cloud, and people will learn out from you that maybe you don't have to do Meir's Hanukkah. And it will affect the cloud. When it affects the cloud, they made special gzeros, and therefore they made you to light the candles on the two psalms. One passage is not enough. So that's perhaps a new insight in what Meir's Hanukkah is all about. And that's what we learn out, the Indian of Rosh Chodesh as well. Perhaps you've probably heard this before, but my father, Ovo Shom, always used to ask the question, every Hanukkah, who is the hero of the story of Hanukkah? Who was it?
I don't know, that's one, right?
Khan.
Hashem?
Hashem? Different answer. You know who it was? The guy that hid the jug underneath the ground. Without him, we wouldn't have had the jug of oil. We wouldn't have had the nets. We wouldn't have had this iris. We wouldn't have had anything. He had the foresight not only to think about himself, but think about the cloud. One day there's going to be a Yeshua. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember us and have Rachmanis on us and defeat, it's almost impossible for 12 people to defeat so many thousands, riverbites, like Rashi says, of the Yevonim. The great divide of heathenism to enter into Kol Yisrael. And Rafta Srivam Dandas Dinam. But there had to be a person with a foresight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Nisim on something which had the Chalois already, which something that has something. There's something there. There's a foundation. And that foundation was that person that thought, you know what? Hide the jug, because one day, Kal Yisrael is going to need it. Yeah?
Doesn't the question say who that is, or is it just like...
No, you don't have to. Same question, I guess. You would know his name. But that's the Indian. The Indian, I think, Hanukkah, an additional... So many limudim that can be learned from Hanukkah, but the Indian is of belonging to a cloud. And this man is there, the way to belong to Klal is really being part of a yeshiva, being part of a community, part, certainly if you're learning Torah, to do it for rabbim, to do it in a yeshiva. And there are two schools of thought in a yeshiva. Many guys, because of 18 years of Nachas Hashem wasting their time, but building a foundation which is not sturdy enough to know how to learn on their own and to know how to really associate with Hashem in a bris of Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav. So we think about ourselves and we try to build ourselves and wow, we picked up another ingredient in learning and a hasmada and a hisoreris and a hislavus, all the beautiful terms of learning Torah. But if you don't have the realization that a lot of what's happening is because of the klal, not only talking about the Rebbe and the Meshiv and the Anhova and Chabrusis, and learning together with the cloud and growing together with other people, there's nothing like it. And that's the nature of Hanukkah. That's what we have to learn from Hanukkah. Hanukkah is not only on your own. Hanukkah, you're doing it to belong to the community, to shift they call cloud, shift they call Yisrael, and that's a tremendous, tremendous feeling. And a guy usually doesn't do it, especially an 18-year-old, a teenager. What's in this for me? That's always the question. And if you realize that part of me is the Greeks, the Yevonim have to teach us, ain't London, not ain't Lee. But we have to have a share. What I'm doing is not only for myself, but I'm doing is that I'm so happy that I'm belonging to a cloud, and it's so beneficial for a person. And it's the easiest way to get closer to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you've understood the lesson of Hanukkah. You see who the real hero of Hanukkah is, a person that thought about the cloud and thought about the future, that the Yesh Tikvah, like we say, there's always hope at the end that Hashem will help us, but he doesn't help Yechidah, he helps us the cloud. And I just wanted to add on, it always bothered me in the Russian of the Alad Nisim, such a famous thing, Chashmonoi. What is Chashmonoi?
Chashmonoi.
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 Chashmonoi. My meek understanding tells me it would belong to a family of people that were under Hashmonaim. It was a part of a family. And we see so many things in Chanukah about family, Nerish and Besai, and this Indian of Hashmonaim. And the 12 children, or the 12 members of the family of the Hashmonaim, defeated, according to Rashi and Vayechi, rivavos, tens of thousands of people. So it's like a lot of guys said, Yehuda, Matri, Yochanan, this one, Eliezer. No, it's because they were a group. They were a tracer. They were a group of 12 that fought others. They were a family. They realized that we have to strengthen ourselves as a unit rather than as a yechida. Because of that, they had the koyach to overwhelm the Yevonim and everything that the Yevonim stood for. And Yeretz Hashem, we should be zoicha to realize that we're in this yeshiva to learn and to build ourselves. That the best way to build yourself is really to belonging to the crowd. You see a guy that's perhaps not doing so well, a guy in a slump, a guy's not learning, a guy that needs a little talking, things like that. That's our responsibility. It's the yom tov of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zavuzer. Should have a happy Chanukah. Oh, I didn't say that. The Indian of Peret, of the Shoikar, was always the calling, the clarion call. That's why they told us that.